Welcome back to Talk to Me with the Coach, Michael E. Maiden, a blast from the past, as I'm your host, and we're taking you behind the scene on what it's like being a Major League Baseball player. We got a great show lined up for you today. Andrew McCutchen, Francisco Lindor, John Garland, Vernon Wells, Lewis Coleman, and last but not least, my main man, Avisel Garcia. Today, we're going to lead off with Lewis Coleman of the Kansas City Royals, talking about his big league experience.
Stumbled across one of the pitchers for the Royals, Lewis Coleman. How we doing?
Doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Just fine. Now, for those young, aspiring baseball players out there, just what exactly is it like to be a pitcher on a major league level?
For me, it's every dream that I've ever had come true. You know, it's a whole lot of fun, you know, being around these type of guys too. We have a good chemistry with this team, you know, but we have a lot of fun, and I think that's what it's all about, you know, just growing up and having fun and, you know, just enjoy playing the game of baseball.
Now, when you say you have a lot of fun, what does that fun consist of behind the scenes now?
You know, just pranks on each other, keep it clean though, and just, you know, going out to dinner, just stuff like that, you know, real clean fun, but at the same time, just getting to know each other and you know, maybe somebody's family comes in town, you go hang out with them too, so a little bit of everything.
So, you know, I used to coach college ball, and I scouted for 5 major league teams. You know, when I coached college ball and summer travel teams, I used to get on the road and have pillow fights and all that stuff. Did that go to the big league?
No, I don't think the pillow fights go on, but
whipped cream?
Yeah, they get some whipped cream after a game or something, you know, or some just knocking on doors, you know, every now and then in the hotel.
Running through the halls?
Yeah, running through the hall. You know, like 13-year-old kids
do. I wouldn't know about that.
Yeah, we act like we're 10 years old every now and then.
So now when you get out on that mound, I always tell kids the quickest way to the big leagues is pitching and catching. I mean, when you get on that mound, what type of mental toughness do you have to have compared to high school and the college level?
Just a little bit more, just because the hitters are better and you got to be able to flush it, you know. Canerco comes up to bat and rips a double and he's standing on second with no outs. You got to be able to forget about it and, you know that there's a guy on second, but at the same time, go right after the next guy. And, you know, just being able to go one pitch at a time and making adjustments is the biggest mental part for me right now. Just being able to take it a step at a time.
Hey, I know when I coached college ball and a guy came up and he hit the ball hard, I would always tell the bookkeeper to put an X by his name and let me know every time he come up. And when the guy's really got your number in the big leagues, do you want to, you know, pluck him sometime?
Don't ever really want to throw at him, you know, but...
Oh, you can't say on camp anyway,
nah,
right?
No, yeah, exactly. We can't talk about that kind of stuff. But we might come inside a little bit and try and send a message, but never really trying to pluck a guy, you know, just...
Not on TV.
No,
we might get fined, but Major League.
We'll try and punch him out in 3 pitches.
Okay. So we're taking the kids behind the scene, but you know they clean in the major leagues.
Yeah, very clean, right?
So I mean, what is it like when you're on the road traveling in and out of hotels? What's that experience like for those youngsters?
It's like I said, a dream come true. It's just everything's really nice, and you get treated really well, and get treated better than we should sometimes. Mm-hmm. And it's just. I'm from Mississippi in a really small town, and it just seems like Chicago is a whole nother world. It's huge, but it's a lot of fun, and I've enjoyed it.
All right, the coach take you behind the scene with one of the pitchers for the Kansas City Royals, Coleman. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, next up in the lineup is Andre McCutchen. Now, this was a short but good interview with McCutchen. Here it is.
My fastest time, but actually I ran against somebody who beat me. He ran a 6.13.
That's real brother speed.
Yeah.
That's real brother speed.
So yeah, he ended up getting drafted to made it through the minors for a little bit, but then decided to go play college football after that. That was my fastest time though.
You know, I do a summer travel team as well. And I have high school age ball players, and I got one kid, you just his hero, my outfielder. Will Thomas. See, I'm going to throw a shout-out for you in front of your boy, Will. But, I mean, what does it feel like to have high school players, college players just emulate you?
I mean, that's good, man. It's a blessing because I was the same way, you know, coming up through the league, and not even the league, but just you know, being young, being in high school. I looked up to Ken Griffey Jr. I looked up to Andrew Jones, Kenny Lofton. You know, there's so many people I looked up to, man. And Torrey Hunter was another one.
That's my guy, Torrey
Hunter.
Yeah. Torrey Hunter's a big boy.
Yeah. Them were the guys that I wanted to be like, you know. They were center fielders playing out there in the outfield. And I watched them go run across the field making these big catches, diving, and can hit. You know, that's what I wanted to be like. And so it is a blessing to have people who look up to me as well. And, you know it's just good to know.
You know, one of my first scouting jobs with the Pirates, so, you know, y'all got a place in my heart.
When you think back, when you got that call up to the big leagues and walked in the locker room for the first time and saw your uniform, what was that experience like?
I mean, it was definitely a dream come true. You know, all the hard work, you're paying off, you getting there. They always say it's hard to get there, but it's even harder to stay there. And, you know, I went with that motto, and I knew when I got there it wasn't over. I knew that, okay, now I can relax. I knew I had to keep working hard because there's always going to be somebody under you trying to get your spot. And, you know, but it was definitely a great experience being able to wake up, be able to be there, and to know that if things go well and the way I want them to go, I can make a good career for myself.
Coach with the man Clutch. All right, appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Next up in the queue is Francisco Lindor. When he was a young and up-and-coming player, I think this was his second year in the major leagues when we did this interview.
And we got the man here, Lindor.
How are we doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Thank you. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good, good.
It's been unreal. It's been better than what I did about 3 weeks. Played the game the right way and continue to work.
Great careers, never get an opportunity to play in postseason play or World Series. And in your young career, you had a chance to do both. How does that feel?
Oh, it was unreal. It was probably by far one of the best experiences I had in the game besides the World Baseball Classic. The World Series, it was something that I can't even describe. Going to Game 7, that's what every kid dreams of. You know, going to Game 7, playing the last inning, how he played out, it was just cool, it was special. And I'm glad I had a chance to be in the big leagues and to be with the Indians at that point. That way I experienced that moment.
You had a chance to throw some leather out there too on defense.
Yeah. I have my chances. You know, when you play the game, you expect the ball to be hit to you. It probably is going to come to you. So I had my chance to make some good plays and help on pitchers.
You got a lot of young kids that look up to you and see you as a role model out there on the field. How does that make you feel?
It's special. It's a humbling experience. It's something that is something bigger than I can describe. You know, I play the game for my family. I play the game for the city of Cleveland, for my country, Puerto Rico. And when you have kids, I look up to you and I want to be like you. I just, you know, it motivates you. It makes you want to work harder day in and day out to be the person that kids want you to be.
And lastly, you think you guys just walk out on the field and just start the game? They don't realize the dues you guys have to pay before you go out there on the field.
No, there's a lot of things that go behind the scenes. There's a lot of things and a lot of people helping you behind the scenes that they help you to be successful. Whether it's hitting the cage, whether it's hitting BP, whether it's in the gym, whether it's in the offseason, all the stuff you do throughout the day to prepare yourself for April and for October as well.
Coach with the man Lindor.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Talk to me with the coach, Michael E. Maiden. A blast from the past as we take you back and share with you some of Coach Maiden's best interviews. www.blastfromthepast247.com.
An oldie but goodie with Vernon Wells when he was with the Angels.
Got the man for the Angels, Vernon Wells. How are we doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
All right.
Well, as I mentioned, my show reached a young audience, so we're taking them behind the scenes to see what it's like being in the big leagues. You had a roughly about 11-year career right now in the big leagues. So what has that experience been like for you?
A lot of ups and downs. There's a lot of failure that comes along with this game, and it teaches you a lot. It teaches you how to handle the failure and what you have to do to be successful in this game. And it makes you grow up in a heartbeat. But I've got to experience a lot of good things, and I'm blessed to be where I am right now.
And as every kid dream and ambition to play in the big leagues. So what was your role like getting to the big league?
For me, it was you go play in cities that you never heard of. You're taking 12-hour bus rides. It's a grind. It takes a lot of work to get to the big leagues, and it's even harder to stay here once you do get here. So it took me 2 years to get to the big leagues the first time. I thought I had it figured out, and then I spent 2 more years in AAA. So I was humbled really early in my career.
So when you were in high school, did you know you would play big league ball?
After my junior year, I thought I had a chance, and then played on a really good team my summer after my junior year, and then had a really good senior year, and the Blue Jays came calling in the first round, and I started my career then.
So what did you do to put yourself on the maps with the scouts? How did you get your exposure, your recognition?
I played in some of the best leagues around. Playing baseball in Texas, playing football in Texas, get a chance to see what kind of athlete you are. And I signed my letter of intent going to University of Texas to play football and baseball there. But my passion was baseball, and I think people in scouts understood that. And I had a workout day and after my senior year of high school, and had roughly about 60, 70 scouts and GMs at this workout, and it was a fun experience for me.
So, you know, when I was scouting, we talked about the 5-2s of the game. Did you show off that plus arm to the scouts?
I did. that's just one of the things is you got to show off all your talents and what you can do, and sometimes it goes where you want it to, sometimes it doesn't, but sometimes you got to take chances and just throw it as hard as you can.
Well, you're pretty fast.
I was really fast when I was young. I could still sneak on some people right now, but I might have lost a step or two since I was that age.
So you had the speed, you had the arm, did you have the bat?
I had the bat, with an aluminum bat, I had it. And that's kind of the process you have to go through, is going from high school to the pro level is getting used to swinging a wooden bat. But I swung the wooden bat as much as I could, and practice and things like that, so the transition wasn't too bad for me.
So how much difference is the swing of wood and aluminum for that youngster out there?
It's just that margin of error. With aluminum bat, you have probably 5 inches, 5 to 7 inches where you can hit a ball. With a wooden bat, it's more like 3 or less. So you got to be perfect with the swing if you want to do some damage.
And they say the wooden bat is real baseball.
It is real baseball. It's the sound of an aluminum bat kills me now. Just the ping, and it's too loud for me. But you hear the sound of a wooden bat hitting a baseball. That's what baseball's all about.
How much different was it from that high school level to college level? Level and the pro level?
It's that playing every day. It's getting your body used to doing it on an everyday basis is tough. You go through, I went through soreness after the first week that I didn't think I'd have just playing a simple game of baseball, but it'll get you, it'll creep up on you.
And the wear and tear of a major league season, what does it do for your body?
Once it gets to about August, September, it hurts. But you go through probably a 2-week period where you just feel dead, but then you get your feet back underneath you and you get going again. And hopefully this will be my first experience playing in October, so I'll be ready for that.
Well, we got you standing out here in Chicago in the cold, and I know you know West Coast, y'all not used to this.
No.
So I'm going to ask you this last question.
Right.
I asked all the major leagues first interview. When you get to the big leagues, you get that call, and you walk in the locker room for the first time and see your uniform, what was that experience like?
I'll never forget it. Just being in a big league clubhouse. I was nervous, and I told myself, just go up and swing at the first pitch. No matter where it is, just swing at it, get the butterflies out. And I looked at a 4-seam fastball right down the middle. I don't know why I did it to this day, but I remember striking out a couple times, and it just went by so quickly. But it took me a couple games, got a hit, and figured it out after that.
Who was your first hit on?
Eric Milton, lefty.
Home run?
No, it was a double. It was a double. Scored the game-winning run that day, so it was good. First home run was off Orlando Hernandez, El Duque.
See, when they get to the big leagues, they don't forget those verses.
You don't forget.
Coach, taking you behind the scene with the man, Vernon Wells.
Appreciate it.
A Blast from the Past, classic Major League Baseball interviews.
As we take you into this interview with my main man, Avisail Garcia. He has always been a class act with the coach, and this is just one of my many interviews that I did with him.
We got right fielder Garcia. He's going to tell you about what it's like for him being in the big leagues. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's show.
Welcome back to Talk to Me with the coach, Michael E. Maiden. And we're on the road once again, bring you big leaguers. And I got the man for the Chicago White Sox.
Pronounce that.
Avisail Garcia.
Okay, I'm going to call him Mr. Garcia because y'all already know the coach good at butcher names. All right, my show reached young orders, young aspiring high school college baseball players. I used to coach college baseball, and I scouted for five major league teams. It's every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. You in the big leagues. What's that feeling like for you?
You know, I feel like this is, you know, like a dream, because when you sign your contract, you're going to be, your dream is, your goal is going to the big league, you know, like work hard for make the big league. And, you know, I'm proud, and, you know, I give the glory to God, you know, for put me here and play every day. And, you know, just... I feel blessed, and you know, just gotta keep working hard and see what happens.
So, man, what is it like? What is it like being up here, playing with these guys you see on TV all the time?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty good feeling, because you know you always see that guy, these guys on TV, and you know the stadium changed, there's so many fans, and everything changed. Everything is everything's get better when you get here, and you know, I'm just, you know, just trying to work hard and do you know something good to stay here.
So I mean, you know, Miguel Cabrera, being for the Triple Crown, you came up, that was your mentor, he was taking you under your wings before you came over here. What's it like being around a guy like that?
You know, that's a dream, because you know he's a big all-star player. For me, he's the best right now, and you know he's a great person. He's always talking, you know, a lot of good stuff to me, you know, do this, do that, but good, you know, like, never give up, just keep working hard, no matter what happened, and then you want to see what happened. Mm-hmm. So he's my friend, he's like my brother, you know, we always talking.
Mm-hmm. So when you come to the ballpark, do you just pinch yourself, like, is this really real?
Yeah, it's like... You know what? When I was playing in the World Series, everybody say, "Hey, you play in the World Series?" Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. But it's like you know, I know it's the World Series, but not like everybody say. But when I get home, I saw TV. I say, you know, the TV show World Series and all that stuff. I say, "Wow, I played that. I played there." So yeah. I was like, "Wow, okay, I played in the World Series." So it's amazing.
But when you walk down the street now, every girl in town looking at you, wants you now.
Nah, just, you know, do my job, man. Just do my job, you know, trying to do my best to win games. That's why we're here. You know, just focus, concentrate, and play hard.
So what has it been like being in Chicago?
You know, I think it's a great city, beautiful city. They got a lot of good players here. We like a family here. And everybody's good, man. Everybody say hi to you. Everybody, you know, care about you. I think that's good. That's important in a team.
And what about this White Sox show, your teammates? I mean, you got guys like Adam Don. That's got to be the biggest character around there.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we're always joking around with Conerco, Adam Don, Beckham, you know, the Asa, Viciero, all the guys. We're always joking and, you know, trying to have fun, man, because you got to have fun in what you do.
So, man, when you think about being in the big leagues, what would you do right now in exchange for this opportunity?
You know, just trying to do my job, play hard, and, you know, trying to win games, trying to pay attention, to focus every day, and prepare myself for, you know, and get experience, you know, for, you know, trying to learn every day something, because in baseball you always learn something, you know.
You know, and being traded, you know, the White Sox, are you concerned about the image of too much expectation being put on you, that it makes you hard to live up to what you need to?
No, I just, you know, focus on my job, focus on what I got to do to getting better. because that's not gonna happen like this. You gotta work on that. You know, you gotta keep working. You gotta get experience and just play hard and focus.
You're getting big league now. see, you're getting big league now.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this last question. When you walked in that locker room for the first time, Major League locker room, and saw your uniform, what was that feeling like?
I feel nervous. Nervous, like, that's really happening right now. Yeah. So, you know, deserve it, have fun. You know, I just deserve myself even to be here. You know, trying to love the play, the game, what I play, mm-hmm. and trying to do my best. That's it.
Did you cry?
Huh?
Did you cry?
Nah.
He won't tell y'all, TV lad. Coach on the road, taking youngsters behind the scene with the man, Mr. Garcia.
Appreciate it.
Take care.
And moving along, we ran across Chris Carter, who shared with us his experience in the big leagues. And here we go. Thank you. I am the coach, Michael E. Maiden, sharing with you some of my past classic interviews with Major League Baseball players. A blast from the past. Check us out. Check us out every week. Every week, check us out with the coach, Michael E. Maiden, and a blast from the past. And as we come to a close for this show, I want you to enjoy this great interview with John Garland, L.A. Dodgers.
John Garland from the L.A. Dodgers. How we doing today?
We're doing all right. It's exciting to be back in the city of Chicago.
So we want to know firsthand from the man what it's like pitching on a major league level.
Hard, tough. You have to bring your A game every time. If you're not ready, the other guy is. And I like to think I've been ready for the majority of the time since I've been around so long.
What do you use to get hitters out?
Whatever I possibly can. If I have to throw the rosin bag up there to get him out, I'm going to throw that up there. These guys seem to keep getting better and better every year with all the film, all the advanced scouts, all the information that's given. These hitters are getting better and better. So anything I can possibly make up, come up with, if I have to take a mirror and put a mirror behind me and make them think I'm throwing more baseballs up there, I'll do that.
Pitching and catching is the quickest way to the big leagues. You're a pitcher and you're out there pitching in high school. What did you do to put yourself on the maps for the scouts?
I wouldn't say I necessarily did one thing, but like you said, I tried to go out every day that I had a game of practice, if somebody was around, and I just tried to show my abilities, what I was capable of as an individual and as a teammate. Because it's not all what you can do, it's what you can do for your teammates as well. And that doesn't go unnoticed. You know, when a guy's out there getting a bunt down or a pitcher comes in and saves a run or saves a couple runs, he doesn't have to have the greatest stuff, doesn't have to have the greatest tools. If you're out there playing the game and you're doing the right things, it's gonna get noticed.
And it's about keeping hitters off balance on this level.
It really is. It's plus and minus. Take off, add. That's what the game is, timing. And if you can keep a guy off his timing, off that, you're going to be successful.
So as a pitcher, what do you do for preparation to get yourself ready for a game, to keep your arm in shape?
I'm doing the same thing that they are. You know, I'm going over film. I'm going talking to our advanced scouts, talking with my pitching coach, trying to figure out every little detail. You know, if a guy's a guess hitter, if he's looking one way, if he's not looking one way, certain little things that he does. Talk to other pitchers that have pitched against guys and watch as much film as you can to try and prepare yourself.
So would you catch hitters off guard with a particular pitch? Do you keep that pitch for the later innings that you know you can get them out with?
There's times. If you know a certain hitter, you might not throw him a pitch his first two at-bats because you know you want to show it to him his third at-bat or a big situation with a guy on in scoring position. You might have to break it out. But you always try and hold a little something back. But at this point in my career, it's kind of tough to do that unless I'm inventing stuff out there. Everybody's seen me so much these days. There's so much film that it's really no surprise.
So when you go out and you see the Yankees and teams like that, do you just sometimes, you know, think about you? One time I was sitting watching these players on TV.
Absolutely. I can remember vividly when I first got called up here to the White Sox, being in the same clubhouse with Frank Thomas. You know, and this is a guy, when I was in high school, you heard a lot about, even in California, the things that he was doing on a baseball field and his sheer size. And I was a little bit awestruck. I was a little bit taken back, those first couple years going around the league and facing guys, like you said, that you watch, that you grew up watching. But I think that's the fun of it, and that's the experience.
Now, when you see these guys, do you sometimes get the urge to want to go over there and ask them for their autograph, or you got to act like one of them? So.
No, I get autographs all the time. I'm more of an autograph hound for my own personal collection than a lot of these people you see out here. And to me, I think that's one of the highest forms of flattery is when somebody in the same business as you thinks that highly of you to ask for an autograph.
All right, now let's take us back for that youngster out there that's watching this game. It was your dream, I assume, to play big league ball. You got that opportunity. You got that call up to the big leagues. When you walked in the locker room for the first time and saw your uniform, what was that experience?
I didn't walk in, I floated in. I like to think that at the time I was composed,
I was ready for it. I can remember vividly, and nowadays, my older days, I look back on it and my feet never hit the ground. Such a young kid at the time, and getting that opportunity, and it was a whirlwind. It went by so fast, it went by in a flash. But I think that's the fun of it now, to think back on it and to look how far I've grown and see how much that I've learned.
Did you pinch yourself?
I still do.
Did
I
you
still
cry?
Do. I didn't cry. I'm sure my mother did. But I pinch myself every day, even when I step out on the field, to think that, you know, this is an office I share with my fellow teammates and just the experiences that we have out here.
Remember your first win?
First win came against Milwaukee Brewers.
Milwaukee Brewers. Coach on the road, take you behind the scenes with the man, John Garland. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank
All
you.
Right. Thanks a lot.
A blast from the past with the coach, Mike Wee Maiden. Classic interviews from the past and the present. Thank you for tuning in today. Visit our website for updates and coming events. BlastFromThePast247.com. BlastFromThePast247.com. Click onto the link and follow us on Facebook. Make sure you tune in to the next show. Peace.